We've seen a lot of volatile markets in our time, but boy, I tell you, the last few days, it has really been volatile. We've been following every headline, and most of it related to the tariff. They're not going to be, or they're going to be on everybody, or there's going to be a coalition of countries coming up against us. And I don't know that the stock market knows what to do. This thing is just turning literally on a dime. Mm-hmm. One person who's seen a lot of these is Hugh Johnson, the chief economist and CEO of Hugh Johnson Economics, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, David.
I always love talking to you because you've got two hats on. I can talk to you, the Hugh Johnson Economics hat and the Stock Market Observer hat. So let me ask you about the Stock Market Observer right now. We've got this carrot dangling at the end of the stick out there, and presumably once we find out about the tariffs, this market is going to calm down. Is that realistic?
In a way, it is realistic. I think everybody's searching for a model or something to, you know, a basis upon which we can kind of forecast what's going to happen to inflation, what's going to happen to Federal Reserve policy under certain inflation conditions, what's going to happen to long-term interest rates, stock prices, and of course, what's going to happen to the economy. And I don't know if there's any really good model, but if you're going to use a model, take a look at the first Trump tariffs and trade war, which of course is 2018 and 2019. And although it doesn't give you a hard and fast guideline to what's going to happen this time, I think it's a pretty good guideline as to how things are going to unfold in the course of the next year or two. You just can't be really positive on specific timing, but I think it gives you a real sense as to what might unfold. And certainly stock market volatility, David, I hate to say it, stock market volatility was a part of what happened in 2018 and 19, and it's likely to continue to be a part of what happens in 2025, 26. And I might add, if we use that model, 25 will be not such a good year. 26 will be, I cross my fingers when I say this, a very good year. So I guess I would say patience is going to be really required. Patience with a lot of volatility coming at us every day.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be patient when you see so many extremes. There was a Washington Post article that came out Tuesday morning before the market opened, and it really hit the futures. And one of the things, he was quoting Mark Zandi, who's the chief economist at Moody's, and he was saying if these tariffs all go through, that he thinks we have a 7.3% unemployment rate by 2027. And 5 million job losses, and the stock market's going to lose. Well, stocks could lose a quarter of their value. I mean, that's a pretty extreme vision.
That's a very extreme vision, and that's when you say things like that, David. You're really not looking back to the 2018-19 period. You're looking all the way back to, I hate to say it, 1930. And there are a lot of similarities between what was transpiring in the Hoover administration, which eventually became the Roosevelt administration, anti-immigration, adversity to foreign entanglements, and most importantly, the Smoot-Hawley tariffs, as you remember, in 1930. And the combination of the three gave us numbers like Mark Zandi is talking about. I think, quite frankly, when I look at that, I think that there are differences between now in 1930, which tell me pretty clearly, somewhat clearly, that this is not going to be a replay of 1930 or the Depression. It's going to be significant, but it's not going to be anywhere near the extremes that I think Mark is talking about. Possible, but I don't think probable.
One of the things we seem to learn from the last administration is that the sitting president cares as much about the stock market and its performance as any of us, and sees it as sort of a gauge. So maybe the stock market can telegraph the direction of policy?
I think the stock market's always been pretty good. Investors collectively have always been pretty good on telling us where the economy is headed. And obviously, if investors don't like what they see, and that's certainly the case now, I think that message is going to get through to the president. And that's not bad news. That can be good news, because that may be can cause him to change some of his policies. I think one thing to keep in mind, which is very important, and I think is true, is that all of this tariff, all the stuff that you hear that's going on with tariffs, the threats, are really a part of negotiation. And you're going to see volatility in the level of tariffs that are imposed as we move through the next year. And And that's what we saw when we in 2018. So I think we're going to see tariffs. Obviously, we're going to see tariffs. Well, they're going to be announced right away tomorrow. And that the tariffs are going to be an on-again, off-again phenomenon.
So how do you plan it? Put on your CEO of Corporate America hat right now. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do is if I'm, let's say I'm in the automobile industry and I say, well, he wants to onshore all this. So what do? I go out and I borrow a whole bunch of money and build up my capacity and bring everything here and manufacture the parts here and buy from U.S. companies and assemble here and avoid all of those, you know, avoid all of those taxes. Except then 2 months later, the tariffs are gone, and I feel like an idiot.
Well, you will feel like an idiot, and there's a real possibility that given the volatility that you're describing, you're likely to see that level of volatility. So when I'm talking to investors, when I'm talking to business people, people that are running companies, I give the same message, and that is you've got to be patient. You've got to watch this play out, because if it's anything like what we've seen in the past, there's going to be volatility, and it may very well be, and I'm crossing my fingers when I say this, that we're going to come out the other side of this, and we're going to have a resumption of tariffs at a fairly low level. And the most importantly, you're going to have a very good financial and business environment. It's going to come out, it's going to be on the good side, but you're going to need a lot of patience because this is going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to have a lot of mixed pictures coming out here over the next, maybe the next 6 months or so. I mean, everybody seems to be buying automobiles and everything, loading up on champagne or wine or anything else that's got to be tariffed, buying it right now. So this quarter ought to look really good, you know, for sales. But then I guess there'll be, you know, an abyss on the other side of that.
I think there will be. And that's, you know, when you think about it, that's what we saw in 2018 and 2019, where initially we had an increase in inflation for about the first six or seven months of 2018. And then Federal Reserve policy, of course, leaned towards restraint. They didn't lower interest rates. They actually raised interest rates. And as a result of that, eventually you got a decline in global trade as well as U.S. exports and imports. In other words, we had an economic impact in time. And I think that's all coming at us. And I think the stock market's telling us that that's coming at us. But keep in mind one thing, that you're going to get through that, because on the other side, what happens is the Federal Reserve responds to that weakness in the economy that's invariably the result of rising inflation and the Federal Reserve leaning towards restraint. The Federal Reserve responds by lowering interest rates. And so when you get to 2019 or something similar, you get lower short-term interest rates, lower long-term interest rates, and rising stock prices. And that's what you've got to be patient or wait for. And that's true for investors, and it's true for business people.
So how do you ride this out? I mean, the average person who now can walk around with their iPhone and take a look and watch their 401k, not on a quarterly or monthly or weekly, but on a minute-by-minute basis. I mean, do you do anything? How do you ride this out?
The first thing you do is you put your iPhone away. Don't look at it and leave it there for the next, let's just say, 9 to 12 months. And don't look at it. Now, nobody's going to do that. People are going to still try to stay in touch or stay in tune with what's going on. So I really, it's a sort of a recommendation that nobody's going to follow. But you really, really got to be patient. There's one expression I use, David, which is, I think, true when you go through times like this, and it's been true in the past, and that is it's time, not timing, that's the secret to success. And so when I say that, I'm saying don't watch your cell phone, don't watch the markets, don't try to time the time of entry or the volatility in the markets. Recognize that we're going to go through a difficult and a very volatile, you said it, a very volatile time, and that eventually the one thing that happens with all of these is they end and we have somewhat better times at the end. The problem is I can't, and I don't think anybody can, time, in other words, give you a good forecast as to how long this is going to play out. It might be a year, might be 2 years, might be 3 years, but eventually it's going to play out and investors will be rewarded for being patient. Believe me, I think that's the way this is going to transpire, but it's going to test everybody.
We're supposed to buy low. Is it okay to catch a falling knife right now?
No, of course not. No, it's too early. Much too early. And actually, when you think about it, when you take a look at the history of bear markets and you look at the history of corrections, you know, this one down 10%, maybe a little bit more, not much more, frankly, as compared to other corrections and other stock market bear markets, this one's not very big, not very significant yet. So I think the odds are it's going to go down a little bit further. That's my guess. I have my fingers crossed. It'll go down a little bit further, and you'll have that buying opportunity that you're waiting for. But I think it's too early to call that. That's my guess. Everybody has a different forecast. Who knows who's going to be right?
I don't know, but maybe we'll get some clarity on the other side of Wednesday. Somehow I kind of doubt it, but maybe so. Hugh Johnson is the CEO and Chief Economist for Hugh Johnson Economics. We appreciate the time. Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.